I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on Sunday, December 25th. Authorities in Adams County say two people were arrested Friday morning on drug charges following the search of a home in Corning. 26-year-old Michael Scott Walton of Corning was arrested at around 10:45 a.m. on a warrant out of Polk County. During the arrest, sheriff's deputies identified drug paraphernalia in plain view inside the residence. A second search warrant was issued, which resulted in the recovery from the residence of 2 pounds of marijuana. Walton and 22-year-old Catherine Lynn Coleman, also from Corning, were taken into custody on charges which included child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. A man wanted in Oregon for failure to register for that state's sex offender registry was arrested in Shenandoah on a similar charge out of Iowa. The Page County Sheriff's Office said Rubio Aviles, a.k.a. Guadalupe Berlanga, was arrested in Shenandoah Friday after authorities received a tip that he'd been living and working in Shenandoah since 2005 and had failed to register with Iowa's sex offender registry. Aviles was convicted in Oregon in 2001 on sex-related charges. With the assistance of officers with the Shenandoah Police Department, the Page County Sheriff's deputies were about to go to Aviles' home when a Shenandoah police officer observed the man's vehicle leaving the residence. The officer stopped Aviles' vehicle near the intersection of North Elm Street and West Lowell in Shenandoah. After speaking with Aviles, he was taken into custody for failure to comply with sex offender registry requirements, an aggravated misdemeanor, and later posted a $2,000 bond. Prior to his release, however, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Authorities, or ICE, were contacted, and a hold was placed on Aviles, who is being held in the Page County Jail pending an investigation into the circumstances of his presence in the U.S. Police in Harlan on Friday released a compiled report on recent arrests and incidents. Officials said 25-year-old Charles Hayes of Harlan was arrested Monday on a Shelby County warrant for failure to appear on burglary charges associated with a theft which occurred in the Dye Street area of Harlan last February. Hayes pled guilty earlier this month to a charge of second-degree theft and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The term was suspended and Hayes was placed on supervised probation for a period of 2 years. His sentencing on the charge is set for January 3rd, 2012. Last Sunday, police in Harlan investigated a report of theft from Mickle's Family Restaurant. Several items, including commercial griddles and a milk dispenser used for their catering business, were reported missing. Officials say they have no suspects at this time, and the incident remains under investigation. On December 17th, 23-year-old Theodore Behrens of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to a disturbance in the 1100 block of Willow Street. The officers ended up returning to the scene 3 separate times. Behrens was brought to the Shelby County Jail on a charge of disorderly conduct. And on December 13th, 42-year-old Kim Musich of Harlan was arrested by the HPD after she allegedly tried to obtain prescription medication with a prescription that had been altered. Musich was brought to the Shelby County Jail on a charge of tampering with records. She posted a $1,000 bond last Monday and was ordered to appear in court for her preliminary hearing on January 5th. The Internal Revenue Service has waived income restrictions in Iowa for a federal program to create greater access to federally subsidized housing for victims of last summer's flooding along the Missouri River. The IRS approved Governor Terry Branstad's request for a temporary waiver for residents in 5 Iowa counties on Friday. Branstad says waiving the income requirements will allow Iowans who have been displaced by the flooding to have access to hundreds of affordable housing options across the state. Eligible Iowans must have lived in one of 5 counties that were designated for individual assistance by FEMA. Those counties are Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Pottawatomie. More than 1,900 Iowans have registered for FEMA individual assistance as of December 19th. And finally, in Western Iowa news this weekend, funeral services will be held in Sioux City on Tuesday for an American man who died in an accidental fall while climbing in a remote, mountainous region of Lebanon. The body of 33-year-old John Redwine was found December 20th in the central region of Sinin, 3 days after he went missing. Christy Smith Funeral Home in Sioux City said Redwine's funeral will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday at Grace United Methodist Church. Redwine was from Sioux City. His family said he'd been living in Beirut and working in public relations and communications. And that is a check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.